Hi, and welcome to the Parenting in the Thick of It show. I'm your host, Louise Clark, a certified parent coach and mum to three teenagers. Trust me, I know just how hard being a parent can be. There are times when it can all become a bit too much and leave us feeling at our wits' end. Sometimes we need some advice, a fresh perspective, and a little bit of help. That's why I'm here and why I do what I do. And that's why I created this Parenting in the Thick of It podcast. Welcome to episode 56. In the show today, I'm going to be talking about teenagers and their hygiene, especially boys. And I'm going to take you back years and years and years to share a story with you that I will never forget. And despite the fact my eldest was probably only about three, my next door neighbour came to the house and asked me if he could borrow my nose. And if you are listening to me, you will laugh. The neighbour, that is. So I said, sure, you know, my little guy's having a nap. I can pop next door and I can lend you my nose. What is it? You smell. So he goes, well, I think I smell gas. And I'm like, oh, that's not great. Sure, I'll pop over. So he and I went next door and we went into his house and I said, where is it? And he goes, it's downstairs. And there was no one in the house, just him. And we went downstairs and he goes, do you smell it? And I'm like, gas? And he went, yes. And I'm like, no, I don't smell gas. And we were in his teenage son's bedroom. And he said, well, what do you smell? And I said, I smell boy. And he roared with laughter and he said, boy? What does boy smell like? I said, you know, boy, just smells of boy. And he and I had such a laugh. Little did I know what treat I was in store for, because wind the clock forward 12 or so years, and I am regularly confronted with the smell of boy. I have two of them in my home. I have a 17-year-old boy and a 13-year-old boy. And many parents come to me and say, I cannot get my teenage boy to shower. Like, he goes days without showering. And fortunately for me, I've never had that problem. But you still smell boy even when they're clean. And it's deeply frustrating for us as mums when we know that our kids' hygiene routines are not what ours are. And parents say to me, you know, what can I do? And, you know, depending on the age of their child, I mean, younger children, you can kind of create a bedtime routine and put them in the bath, put them in the shower and plan it according to what you value and you deem important at their age. As they get older and they enter teenagehood, as you well know, if you've got teenagers, there's very few things you can force them to do without bribing, rewarding, or punishing them. And I'm not a fan of any of those. If you've listened to my previous podcast, you will know bribes, rewards, and punishments might work in the short term, but long term, they do absolutely nothing for your child and nothing for your connection and relationship to them. So I don't advise using those three tempting things to coerce your child to get into the shower. The best thing and the best piece of advice that I can offer parents, and you if you have this problem as well, is to let go of it. It's them, their bodies. Sure, if they are smelly and they're in your company, you will smell them. But I don't believe the problem will be solved coming from us nagging them. We can say to them as nicely and compassionately as we can without criticizing them that it might be an idea they take a shower. But more than that, we can't do. We can't lead them into the shower and put them in there and make them take a shower. In fact, the more we push them, the more they'll resist. So the magic will happen when they go to school and one of their friends tell them they stink. Or even better still, a girl tells them they stink, or they hear through the grapevine that a girl has made some jest that they should take a shower because they stink or they're dirty or their clothes smell. That really is the most natural and logical consequence that can happen. And that allows you to stay out of it without getting caught between them, without reading them the riot act, without making them feel really bad. Sometimes the natural consequences are the best lessons for our children. And I say sometimes, but I should say more often than not. If a natural consequence can just play itself out, that's where our kids learn. So with my smelly boy story, I'll keep this short and sweet and hope that if you have a smelly boy, that you found something valuable from this show today. And if you have, and you have friends who have smelly boys, you could perhaps suggest that they take a listen to this episode 56 on the Parenting in the Thick of It podcast. Thanks so much for listening today. If you have any questions, please do email me, reach out, louise@yourparentingpartner.com. I have loads of blogs on my website, yourparentingpartner.com. And if you like watching videos, I have a YouTube channel called The Parenting in the Thick of It Show. And if you want some support and advice in your life as a parent, hop over onto Facebook and join me in the parent support group that I run. It's called Parenting in the Thick of It. Would love to see you there. Thanks so much for listening, and I look forward to being with you all soon. Bye for now.